It's Chafader Aleph, 25th of February. We're on page Ayin Zayin. Let's just start again from the beginning of Perek Chamishi. Mavakot to the mitzvos. This is like short introduction to mitzvos. Ein lanu b'olamenu ela mitzvoseinu. We have nothing in our world but our mitzvos. Hakol kolul bahen. Everything is included in them. The whole approach to life is mitzvos. Ein lanu chayim ela mitzvos. We don't have life but mitzvos. V'chol ofnei hachayim tliyim begisha el hamitzvos. All aspects of life depend on the approach to mitzvos. As v'chay bohem nemar, it says, and live in them. And he's telling you to look in the Ramban Achrimos. It talks about this, how much a person does a mitzvah wholeheartedly determines what he gets out of life. If I'm just getting by and just managing the mitzvos, then the schar is just getting by. If he's wholehearted, it's the shema, it's greater, and so on. Ein tachlis beitzira zulas asiyas v'tona bar. There's no purpose in creation but the doing of the will of the Creator. Kol ha'olamot shenivru domim le'ilan gadol echad. All of the worlds, everything Hashem created, all the different worlds are like one giant tree. Uperosa, its fruits, pre-kodesh ilulam la'Hashem, that's a pasuk. Hein hein ha'mitzvah she'anu osim b'olam hazeh. They are the mitzvahs that we do in Olam Hazeh. And Kodesh Baruch Hu has everything else. When Chazal say, Kol bidei shamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim, he made everything else, and he doesn't need anything. The only thing a human being really has control over is whether he fulfills Hashem's will or not, which is what a mitzvah means. So the real fruits of Olam Hazeh, ha-mitzvahs hein peiros ha-olam. So in Ramban, beginning of the Torah. Mitzvahs are the fruit of the world.
So we're perfecting Hashem's world.
Right, he's not putting it so much in that perspective of perfecting or not, but the only thing we can really bring out.
Playground to where we're collecting fruits.
Right, that's right. We can actually bring something out. It's the peiros or mitzvahs. Ein avodas Hashem b'li mitzvahs. There's no service of Hashem without mitzvahs. Ha'omer, akan tzipor yagir ha'chamecha mishaskin or so. He's talking more cryptically already in this part of the Sefer. There's no service of Hashem without mitzvos, and then he quotes this Mishnah in Brachos because one could be tempted to. The truth is, there's a machlokas Rishon how to understand that Mishnah, famous machlokas Rambam and Ramban, but. What he's saying here is a person could look at a mitzvah like Shiluach HaKan and say, oh, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was full of rachamim. The idea of this mitzvah is rachamim. So what we're supposed to take from it is to be merciful, and I'll write a whole book about mercy and elaborating and then not necessarily keep Shiluach HaKan. There have been streams of Judaism that just want to pull the ideas of mitzvahs, not the mitzvahs themselves. Mm-hmm. So what he's saying, there's no avodah Hashem without mitzvahs. And Chazal say that in this historic statement. The person who says, look, Hashem has mercy on the bird's nests, you silence him because he's making the midos of Hashem rachem v'ein and al gzeiros. A mitzvah means a command. It's a gzeira. It's a decree. We don't get too into the reasons for mitzvahs.
It's like a hook.
Right. But who lola? It comes a machlokas. Is it rachamim at all? But it's not the point of the mitzvah. But who lola rachamim asa? Ela lahatal Yisrael chukik zerosif. He didn't do it for rachamim. He did it to put his rules on Klal Yisrael. Lahodiyah shehem avdei v'shomrei mitzvosif zerosif chukosif. To make known that they are his servants, who guard his commandments and his decrees and his statutes, even those that are elusive in their reason. Even in the mitzvah, that's the way Chazal describe a chok. The nations of the world and the Yetzirah Mona, that taunt a person. What are you doing? It's silly, it's ridiculous, it's counterintuitive. And the point is, we're committed to his will, much more than trying to cull themes of Judaism. It's Hashem said, and I do. Ain his alus mishuras halev elai de maisa mitzvah. There's no way to elevate oneself from the it's like the inclinations of the heart. It's a phrase in the Torah, ki b'shriras li b'elech. It's like a person who's drawn after his own whims and desires. There's no way to elevate oneself from that. But
shiras. Drawing shiras is.
There's machlokes how to translate there also, but shiras li b'elech means like the whims, let's say. Like the whims of the heart. Godol hamitzuvah osa mimishena mitzuvah osa. As Chazal say, greater is one who's commanded and does than one who isn't. Amnam godol hu osa davar tov meretzom nasha. Indeed, it's great when somebody does a good thing out of his own volition. I wasn't commanded, I did a very nice thing today. But elevating oneself from like the free thinking inclinations of his heart, he doesn't get from this. Sheyeshlo pas basala. He uses an expression because he has bread in his basket. What it means is when a person does something and has a sense of security, he has a fallback. That's what it means to have bread in the basket. So when I do nice things, but I don't have to. At any point, I can say I don't feel like it. So I'm really working hard doing something nice, but I don't feel bound by it. I don't have to do it. I didn't have to get myself into this, and I don't have to continue it. When I'm doing a mitzvah, this is what Hashem said I must do, and I'm doing it because we must do it, is a much greater aspect of commitment.
There's no security having it.
Yeah.
Is it more of a volition if he doesn't have to do it, but he does it anyway? That's more of
right,
a...
But he's saying, but what you have when you operate that way is the fallback that I'm still... If I'm a whimsical person and I like to be a free-spirited person, I still can be. I'm free-spirited, and I felt like doing this thing. I even pushed myself to do this thing, but I could also push myself not to. I could also say no. But if it's whatever Hashem said I must do, this Tariag Mitzvah, and that's it. You understand? I'm not in the army if I do nice things because I feel like it. The army is you absolutely follow orders. Mitzvah is absolutely following orders. So getting oneself out of the free-spirited, like uncontrolled state of being to committed comes from mitzvah, things you're commanded, not nice things. It's funny how people use the word mitzvah to mean a nice deed, right? You want to do a mitzvah? even Chazal at times uses that way, like mitzvah ba'alma. But really, mitzvah means something I must do, not something that's nice to do. As Tosu says, Hashem yirtza yaniach, because if he wants, he could abandon it. Why is eino mitzvah ba'osa not so great? What do you mean? He went ahead and did something he didn't even have to. But the answer is, but he could leave it too. He can abandon it also. Greater than him is one who's commanded and does. He has to overcome, overpower himself, his inclination to break free, to not be bound, to not be meshuvah by some other force. He has to overcome all that and say, no, I am meshuvah. I have to do this. That paragraph itself is a profound aspect of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs mitzarfos es ha'adam. They purify a person. Matzreif is like a crucible. Kihein matbios al chayenu seder eloki. They inculcate, or the word matbia means like to mint. Like a matbia is a coin. They mint into our lives. They firmly inculcate in our lives divine order. That elevate us from the simplicity and the materialism of life. What mitzvahs ultimately do is they creep into the mundane aspects of life and make them holy. Which is, since mitzvah, our avodas Hashem differs from the way other religions that have been man-made do things, that they're all about loftiness and elevation. We take things that are basic and elevate them. Imras Hashem Tzrufa, Nitnu Mitzvahs Liyisrael Alatzarpa and Esabriyas. It's a famous chazal. Imras Hashem Tzrufa is a pasuk, the word of Hashem is pure, but the mitzvahs were given to purify people. Mitzvahs are supposed to have an effect. In hashgacha pratis ve'ezer lokim aleinu elei de mitzvos. The hashgacha pratis and divine help doesn't come but from mitzvos. So here he quotes Chazal.
So you get Kashkara Pradas during the fulfillment
of the mitzvahs.
Okay.
He's going to quote a couple of Chazals. This is the continuation of the same medrash. He's a shield for all who cling to him. Kolomar, al yedei tzeiruf mitzvahs, niyah Hashem magen lanu. Why do we want that the mitzvah should purify us? Because Hashem protects those who cling to him. Okay, so we're just about out of time.
Thank you.